Everybody, thank you once again for tuning in to another episode of the Tamra Taboo Show, where dreams have no filter. Thank you once again for joining me for another hot episode. Listen, if you are listening to this podcast is for you. This YouTube channel is for you. If you are ready to embrace the audacity of all of your dreams, not the filtered version, okay, not the watered down version, not the, oh, I'm just going to settle for this version. I'm talking about the go big version, okay, of the life that you want to have, what you want to experience in your life, the opportunities that you want to seize. I am talking to you. The show is for you. So if you are new here, subscribe to my channel. Hit the notification bell so that you know, so that you're the first to know when I upload a new video to my YouTube channel, which of course is the same, the Tamra Taboo Show, where dreams have no filter. If you are listening in on the podcast, thank you once again for joining me. So let's get into the episode today. So on the episode today, I really want to focus on how important it is. Let me say it like this. I want to focus on the relationship between embracing the vision that you have for your life. Notice I'm not saying fulfilling, I'm just saying embrace, okay? Simply just saying, this is the type of life that I want to live. These are the type of experience I want to have for no other reason than to just have them and experience them. You have your visions and your imaginations for a reason, okay? You did not just come up with that dream. You don't have those gifts and those talents for no reason, okay? So I want to talk about the relationship between embracing those things and following joy, following what brings you joy. We are not talking about the things that you should do. We are simply talking about following joy, and that's what we're going to focus on today. So if you're watching, you are going to see me look down, okay? I am not afraid to say or ashamed to say that I do have notes, okay? Typically, I do have notes so I can stay on task, all right? Because, you know, if you have listened in the podcast for some time, you know I get long-winded. So there are a few layers to this. And it may mean that I need to do another, like a part two or something. But anyway, let's get into this episode. So what I want to do is first, when you think about your unfiltered dreams, when you think about how you want to spend your days, when you think about how you want to spend your mornings, how you want to feel when you wake up in the morning, how you want to spend your afternoons, how you want to spend your evenings, how you want to spend your nights, where you want to live, where you want to vacation. When you think about all of that, I mean, right down to the what we would call minute detail. And you don't even have to have details. You could just have this grandiose overview of your life. Okay. So if you have details, that's wonderful. But when you think about that, when you think about how you want to feel and what those visions that you have, those feelings, what feelings do those dreams conjure up for you? They're going to, 9 times out of 10, we could say that those imaginations, those dreams that we have, they energize us. We can feel, you know, it's like almost electricity to think about how we really want to live. This also includes who we want to spend our time with, the type of people that we want in our lives. That is also included. All right. So don't forget about that. The types of relationships that we want to have, romantic, our family, friends, business relationships, all of that. So going back to your vision, get it in your mind. Get it in your mind now. Ask yourself, how does it make me feel? You could feel levels of fulfillment, satisfaction, ease, happiness, of course. But from my perspective, the most important feeling to that of all of that is joy. Joy is the most important emotion. That is what, if you are not, if, when you think about your imagination, your imaginations, when you think about your visions and your dreams, if you don't feel a sense of joy, then go back and see, okay, what part of this is a, any part of this vision, is it coming from somebody else? Is it coming from, oh, well, you know, I'll scale. It's not, I don't want to desire too much because I don't want to seem greedy, or, you know, those silly self-limiting beliefs that we have adopted over time. But your vision that you have, you should feel joy. And I know I hate using the word should, but there needs to be joy behind that. Okay. So what we have done, we have separated the things that we have to do from the things that give us joy, which is one of the reasons why we delay our dreams. We delay taking action toward them because we told ourselves, well, I'll just keep doing all these things and keep having this long to-do list that looks like a freaking receipt from Costco or Sam's Club, a long freaking receipt of just a bunch of stuff, a bunch of to-dos, because in our mind, we've said, and we don't even have to go into where we've adopted that. We already know it comes from, I'm going to say this, and this might be triggering for some people, but it comes from the way that the education system is. It comes from this whole Monday through Friday, work 40 hour, 9 to 5, all that, filling up our time with stuff. It comes from, you know, some of us have put our dreams to the side, or did put our dreams to the side, because when we were growing up, you know, we were told, well, you know, you're going to have to do the practical thing first. And then maybe after you get through doing the practical things, which is where I believe where that whole grind culture came from, do the practical things first. And maybe later on in life, you can do the things that you're passionate about. So then we take that on and we separate those to-dos, which in turn become, oh, this is what I should do, versus this is what brings me joy, though. This is what I'm passionate about. Instead of adopting the belief that, you know, I can actually spend my days doing the things that I'm passionate about and build wealth from it. The more I live my life doing the things that I'm passionate about, the more wealth I create. So we have all these to-dos, and we've separated. We told ourselves, oh, if I just do all of these things for a really long time, all of these things I really don't enjoy doing, but somebody told me I should do, or I feel like I have to do now, either because you've dedicated time, or you've maybe even dedicated money to doing some things that you don't want to do, but you've done them. You've gotten comfortable. That should has almost become like a security blanket for you. So it is important. When I say following joy and following your passion, those two are the same for me. So when you hear me say that, it's just, I'm talking about the same thing. So when we tell ourselves we can have these to-dos, these shoulds, before we can get to the joy, we forget about happiness. We don't even ask ourselves. When we've got this long to-do list, we don't even ask ourselves, do I even want to do this? Because again, here's another, and I don't know about you, if you're watching this, I'm sure you've heard it. The phrase of, well, you're going to have to do a whole bunch of things that you don't want to do, or just to get to, a certain point, certain destination, whatever. As if doing a bunch of things that you don't want to do makes you worthy of fulfilling your passion. So we adopt that mindset. I adopted that mindset. In turn, filling my life up with things to do that did not bring me any type of joy at all. At all. At all. So I am under the belief, the knowing, that we are human beings to be in our passion, to be in our calling, to exist in a way where we can express our gifts and our talents. And yes, you that can that is lucrative. That is lucrative. So I want to, and that's going to be another episode, but I want to tie this into how this relates following, we're still on following joy, and how this relates to this time of the year. So, and I don't want to get into whether, you celebrate Christmas or not. I personally do not. But just the holiday season. A lot of people use this time to, have holiday parties. There are extra, gatherings to sit around and eat, do whatever the tradition has been. But I want to tell you something. We, so let me back up. See, this is why I have notes. Let me back up. I feel so at the end of the year, it's really important. I believe it's very important. Well, I should say the end of the year as we measure it as humans. It's really important to look at the significance and look at how, we've spent the last 365 days. Was it enjoy? Were we doing things that we were passionate about? Were we giving ourselves the permission to say, I'm doing this because I'm passionate about it. I'm doing this because this is how I see my life. For no other reason. Not to save the world. Not to, again, not to save the world. But this is just, I'm doing this because I'm passionate about it. I'm moving towards in this direction because this is what is serving me the most. So, back to what I was saying about the holiday. During this time, we tend to go toward those things that we are used to doing. We tend to rely on, traditions, what we've always done. You may find yourself spending time, with the same people, engaging, in certain activities, that if you really stopped and asked yourself, does this really bring me joy? Does this really make me happy? And a lot of times we don't do that because the true answer that comes up, we don't think that it would be popular around with other people. Do you know what I'm saying? So, what I want to tell you as you spend your holiday however you want, but do not allow pressures of what you think you should do. Do not allow pressures of the feedback that you may get from others that will say, so let me throw this example out there. Maybe it has been tradition for you to have a family dinner or family gathering. Now, look, I'm not telling you to turn your face away from your family. But if you are feeling like this year, you know what? I am passionate about doing something different. I am passionate about visiting another country during this time. Even if you have to go by yourself. And maybe you voiced that and someone said, what? You're not going to be around family? But this is what we always done. And then somewhere in that, then you think, well, damn, maybe that's not the thing to do. Maybe I should show up for this dinner that we've always had. No. Do not let those pressures stop you from following joy. Now, I'm not saying that, maybe it doesn't mean that, and this is just a little an example, one example. But to stick with the example, it doesn't mean that you spending time with your family doesn't bring joy, but you want to do something different. You going to visit another country or even in another city. This is that action is aligned with you wanting to travel more and experience more cultures. That's what that is. That's following joy. That is following joy. And that is what I'm saying. Our time here in these physical bodies is limited. We were put here to experience harmony. Okay, forget your limiting beliefs. I don't care what they told you. But we were put here to experience harmony in every single area of our lives. Okay. But somewhere along the line, we got used to just doing things because people expected certain actions from us. We got away from asking ourselves, well, does this bring me joy? We don't do that anymore. It's time for us, that again, get the vision in your head. And hopefully, while you've been or we've been talking, I've been talking, hopefully you've held that vision. Hopefully it's just stays there. Get the vision in your head. And hopefully that, how do I want to word this? Let me go back to the point that I was making about us neglecting to ask ourselves if what we have been doing has been giving us, bringing us joy. Let's get back to that. Let's just get back to it and keep it and be, I mean, really be diligent with it. Down to like the maybe it has to be a practice, like asking ourselves the question, a practice like a meditation before, like if we get invited somewhere, or you know, if we before we do anything, we ask, okay, well, does this bring me joy? Is this aligned with my vision? Is this aligned? And it's not something that I don't want to say doesn't take a lot of thought, but really it's not in your mind. It's how you feel in your body. Joy is not in your mind. Joy, you can feel that in your body. So I want to remind you, it's okay to say, you know what? I'm going to start another tradition during this season, during this holiday season. I want to start another tradition for myself because this is what's bringing me joy. I'm going to, instead of me gathering for any dinner or in a party in the same city that I'm used to, I'm going to start around this time. This is the part where I'm going to make a tradition that I leave the country, that I go visit a new country. Again, this is just an example. So let me just make sure I'm going to stop here for a second. I'm still here, guys. I want to go over my notes because I want to make sure that I hit every point that I wanted to. So let's see here. All right. Yes, I did. I hit every point. Thank you for being patient with me and my notes. So, listen, ask yourself, is what I'm doing bringing me joy? Is what I'm doing bringing me joy? And it's a simple question. And if I've said this before on the show, all of our answers are within us. Because we carry spirit, we carry God, we carry infinite intelligence, whatever term you want to use, it's within us. We don't, so when you ask yourself a question, if we sit long enough, sometimes we're too impatient, but if we can sit long enough, it doesn't take long. Whatever question we ask, the answer is there. And sometimes the answer doesn't follow what our mind doesn't follow how our mind would answer, doesn't follow what our ego would answer. And so sometimes that can get comfortable, uncomfortable. But sometimes that is a part of embracing that vision. There we go again. Embracing that vision means to step out of, throw the security blanket away of what you should do. And it's about just saying, you know what? I'm going to speak what I want in my life, period. Period. We have the power to do that. And we have to get back to it. We have to get back to it. So if you are watching my YouTube channel, if you have not subscribed, please do that. Please hit that notification bell. If you have any questions about this topic or any of the topics that I have talked about, you can leave me a comment. If you are listening to the podcast, you can leave me a comment on the podcast as well. I want to interact with my watchers and listeners more. I'm thinking about, you know, doing more YouTube lives. Yeah, so if you have any questions, let me know. And until next time, cheers. And I may slip in another episode before the new year, but I'm gonna say Happy New Year, you know, already. If I don't share the next episode before 2023 hits, Happy New Year. And if I do drop another episode before 2023, Happy New Year anyway. So, that's it, you guys. Thank you for watching and listening. And until next time, cheers.